Hello, friends. This is Fred Dominguez. One of the all-time great vacation Bible school songs is the one we sing about our little light. The children, of course, love the action of holding up their index finger like a candle and moving it to illustrate the words of the song. Their faces are aglow as they exclaim, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine," or "Shine all around the neighborhood, I'm going to let it shine." And the excitement builds as they sing, "Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm going to let it shine." And then their enthusiasm soars as they declare, "Don't let the devil poof it out, I'm going to let it shine." It's a simple little song that, sadly, most of us stop singing with any gusto, if we sing it at all, once we leave childhood behind. Perhaps we think it is beneath our dignity as teenagers and adults to sing these simple words. Perhaps we object to the hand motions or to the shouted exclamations. Or perhaps deep down inside we don't sing it because our consciences would bother us to sing about letting our light shine when we know that we're not doing so. For a few moments today, let's consider the words of this song in the light of the Scriptures. As we do so, we will find that not only is there a biblical basis for singing this song, but that its words offer practical application for our spiritual walk. The song, "This Little Light of Mine," has its basis in the most comprehensive body of teaching that the Lord did while he was on the earth. It comes from the Sermon on the Mount. In fact, its basis is found in one of the very earliest segments of this great message. The Lord began his lesson with the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Then he began to speak about the relationship of his disciples to the world. The second way in which he illustrated this relationship is light. And his words are found in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Here's what Jesus said. "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all that are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Now, like the song that was inspired by them, these words of the Lord are very simple. There is nothing among them that is too difficult to understand. There is nothing that is subject to one's own interpretation. The analogy is clear, and it is unimpeachable. What makes this analogy so is due to the physical properties of light. Light is different from darkness. Darkness disappears where light is present. Even the smallest of lights can be seen for miles at night and can make a darkened room visible. Also, light is only effective when its beams are unhindered and is indeed useless if it is covered up. These physical qualities of light are the perfect illustration of the effect the Lord intended his disciples to have on the world. Like light in contrast to darkness, Christians are different from the world. Our essential character is changed when we obey the gospel by having our sins washed away in baptism, Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. As Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come." Now, the qualities that have passed away are the qualities we had that are like the world's qualities. The new things are the qualities that show that we belong to a new master. Because Christ has purchased us with his own blood, we must, as his light in the world, glorify him by all we do in our bodies. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20 tells us this. Our little song about our light will help us see in practical ways how we may be what the Lord intends his disciples to be. And we're going to take four phrases from this song to help us in our study. The first option for my light, as presented in the song, is to hide it under a bushel. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 15, Jesus said that one does not light a lamp and then put it under a basket. Now, the obvious point is that a lamp that is covered up cannot shed its light into the room. Jesus said that instead of covering it up, the lamp is placed on a lampstand, so its light illuminates all who are in the house. To put a light under a basket defeats the purpose of the light, doesn't it? Now, in practical application, how might I put my light under a basket? Well, obviously, one way to put my light under a basket is to hide the light of Jesus under an exterior that looks, sounds, and acts like the world. Certainly, this will be the case if I engage in sinful conduct in front of or in the company of unbelievers. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 4, Peter said, "In all this they are surprised that you do not run with them into the same excesses of dissipation, and they malign you." Now, Peter's point in the context was that once people become Christians, they no longer do the things that the world likes to do. And there's an extensive list of things the world still likes to do in verse 3 of that text. For me as a Christian, to continue to do such things means that I am hiding my light under a basket. But I may also hide my light under a basket when I sit quietly by and let the lost proceed unhindered toward destruction. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 31, Luke says that the Christians in Jerusalem began to speak the word of God with boldness. Later, in Acts chapter 8, verse 4, when they were scattered from Jerusalem because of persecution, Luke says they went about preaching the word. These early Christians were letting their light shine. They were not hiding it under a basket. And if I am unwilling to share with others, especially with my friends and acquaintances, the good news about Jesus, I am hiding my light just as surely as if I engaged in ungodly behavior. The song, of course, has the answer. Am I to hide my light under a basket? The answer is no. I'm to let it shine all the time. Let it shine. The next phrase from the song is actually an exhortation. The song says, "Don't let the devil poof it out." Now, the imagery is pretty simple. My light is like a candle, and a candle's light may be extinguished by a single puff of air. The devil, of course, is the prince of darkness. He loves darkness and dwells in darkness because he is the opposite of everything that light represents. In John chapter 8 and verse 44, Jesus called him a murderer from the beginning, a liar, and the father of lies. Therefore, the devil cannot stand for my light to shine. But how might the devil put my light out? Well, first, he's going to try to convince me that what the Lord has told me about letting my light shine is not true. This is what the devil did to Eve in the Garden of Eden. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 17, God told Adam that he would die the day he ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 4, the devil told Eve she would not die. He lied to her, and she believed him, and thereafter disobeyed God. The devil does the same thing today by trying to persuade me that I really don't have to be different from the world in order to satisfy our Lord. He tells me that as long as I don't go to excesses, it will be all right. The longer I believe him and follow the ways of the world, even if only so slightly, the dimmer my light is going to become, because I will be changing my new character back into the old character. I'll be becoming more and more like the world, and if I don't stop this process, one day my light will be extinguished. Being just a little like the world is still being like the world, and it is still sin. And if I continue like this, my light will go out, and the devil will have won. Well, the alternative to hiding my light or allowing the devil to blow it out is to stoke it up so that it shines more brightly than ever. The third phrase from the song illustrates this. It says, "Shine all around the neighborhood. I'm going to let it shine." In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16, Jesus said it this way, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they will see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." For a lot of people, doing good works means what we might call benevolence, giving a helping hand in time of need, comforting someone in time of loss, or various other acts of kindness that might be done. The problem is that these things, as good as they are, do not distinguish me as a child of God. Many otherwise wicked people will help someone in need, and there's no end to the various religious groups who do these kinds of good works. If my light is not different from what the world does, it is not light at all, and it does not satisfy the Lord's command. You see, doing good works that cause people to glorify God is a very particular thing. First of all, it means telling others about salvation through Jesus Christ. There is no greater light that I may shine into the darkness that is the world than to proclaim the gospel. Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. If I teach the gospel to others, my light is shining, and I am also, by that action, doing good works. The second aspect of doing good works that will glorify the Father in heaven is to continue to let my light shine by means of my godly lifestyle. And the fourth phrase from the song fits in here. It says, "Let it shine all the time, let it shine." In other words, I am to demonstrate my devotion to God everywhere I go and in everything I do, not just when I am at church or among other Christians. My light is supposed to shine 24/7, 365 days a year. In that way, it shines all around the neighborhood, and it shines at all times. Everyone who sees me should be able to tell that I'm a Christian because they see my light shining. And if they cannot tell that I'm a Christian, then it is clear that my light is not shining and I'm not doing what the Lord has called me to do. As we have thought about this cute little song and taken the words of that song and looked at them in the light of the Lord's teaching in the Sermon on the Mount, you may have noticed that all through this I have spoken in the first person. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. My light, and if I, and all of these instances in which I've used the first person singular pronoun to refer to myself. And there's a reason for this. This is very personal. The Lord's teaching in this context and the song that sprang from it is a very personal thing. Every person who sings this song, every Christian, is a light that must independently shine in order to accomplish the Lord's person. Each person who is a Christian must take ownership of his or her light. Every person who is a child of God should say, "I am going to let my light shine in everything I do." That's the power of the Lord's statement, his teaching in the Sermon on the Mount about our light. We understand that all Christians together produce a collective light. But that was really not the point of the Lord's teaching in the Sermon on the Mount. His point is that each individual disciple of his has a light, and that light must shine. Because if each individual Christian is not letting his or her light shine, that part of the world that that person inhabits is going to remain in darkness. So this little light of mine is what each one of us must say. I'm going to let it shine. As we think about what the Lord taught, as we think about the words of this great little song, what is it going to be for us today? Are you going to let your light shine all the time in everything you do so that people will see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven? Or are you going to let the devil poof it out, as it were, so that your light becomes darkness and does not help those that are lost in sin? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let that be our goal and our commitment from this day forward. Thanks very much for listening today. Please join us again next time for Let the Bible Speak.